Unit 3 examines different diagramming methods for developing graphical representations of processes in the healthcare settings. Throughout the last century, different diagrams and notations have arisen. There is considerable overlap between them. Some have fallen by the wayside and others remain in use. Some have become international standards, while others exist only in textbooks and articles. In this section, we present major formalisms for process diagramming in use today and the process aspects that each covers. Unit 3 is composed of several subunits, one for each diagramming method. Based on feedback from practitioners, we recommend using two methods: the data flow diagrams in Jordan notation and flowcharts. In this introduction presentation, we review the process aspects that each diagram type covers. In separate presentations, we will cover each diagram type. For the two recommended methods, the presentation covers concepts and skills from reading and interpreting the diagrams to actually creating them. For the rest of the diagrams, we cover only background, use, and notation. That is, the presentation prepares you as the student to read and interpret the diagram, but not to create them. Upon successful completion of this unit, you should be able to create context and data flow diagrams for a healthcare system or a system component using appropriate Jordan symbols and conventions, create a process flowchart for a healthcare system or system component using appropriate ISO 5807 symbols and conventions, and choose the correct scope and detail level for a process flowchart and data flow diagram. In addition, you will be able to read and interpret the Gaines-Sarson data flow diagram, UML class activity and state diagrams, as well as an entity relationship diagram in Crowsfoot notation. There are several methods and notations for diagramming or mapping the clinical workflow processes, including ISO 5807 information processing diagrams, the same symbols used for flowcharting, Jordan notation for data flow diagrams, Gaines-Sarson notation for data flow diagrams, the Unified Modeling Language, or UML, that represents several different aspects of processes, and entity relationship diagrams that concentrate solely on information content. These methods differ in notation use, and most importantly, the aspects of processes and information flow that each is designed to cover. In this section, we will review the process aspects that each notation covers and show an example of each type of diagram. The process aspects to be featured will determine the type of diagram to be used. That is, the diagram that best represents the process aspects that you are interested in. There are six important process aspects. They are context, process steps, information flow, information content, information transformation, step sequence control and status, and who or what role performs the process step. The following table indicates which process aspects are covered by the notations or diagramming methods. Note that the healthcare setting in which you work may have standardized on one particular notation or method for their process representation. Further, healthcare facilities may have participated in quality improvement or software development efforts, in which case there may be existing process diagrams that may be of use to you in your work. So while you may prefer a particular method and can select that method for use in this course, it is important to be aware the major notations methodologies, and to understand the basic uses and notations of each. Not all of the process aspects noted earlier are critical for the work we will be doing. For the workflow process representation, we recommend the following. We recommend Jordan data flow diagrams for your context diagrams, and ISO 5807 for your flowchart process steps, the step, sequence, and other control and status information, as well as the roles, who or what performs the steps. Jordan context diagrams and ISO 5807 flowcharts are covered in units 10.3.2 and 10.3.1, respectively. Detailed instructions are provided on how to create and use the diagrams. We also provide additional symbols that are needed to diagram more complex processes. Information content and information transformation and state are important to information systems design. They are less important to process analysis and redesign, especially where relevant aspects of data content are covered in data flow diagrams. This is why information content, transformation, and state diagrams are not covered in detail here. The goal of workflow process analysis and process redesign is to represent aspects of the process that help the analyst and healthcare facility staff identify areas where the process can be improved. The diagrams recommended here met this need by concentrating on process step data flow, roles, and visualizing the whole. There are other process aspects that are not critical to this analysis and thus will not be considered. Other efforts where these methods have been used to successfully analyze and redesign healthcare processes include the Public Health Institute's Business Process Analysis and Redesign Program to improve the performance of the U.S. public health system. We strongly recommend you review this reference given at the end of this slide set. As mentioned earlier, subsequent slide sets in this unit will cover the five diagramming methods listed here. Once again, we provide this reference for your use throughout this section.